أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. When I think of death, I only think of one thing, which is when the angel of death comes, I should be able to say thank you for life. I did my best in every aspect of my life. And then to be able to look back at my life well before every day and be able to ask for forgiveness for that which I have done wrong. And if I've hurt somebody, to reach out to them and say sorry. And to me, that is what life is about. To strive to make the world a better place and to be able to look back and ask for forgiveness for that which we did wrong. And that's what the month of Rajab is about. It's about forgiveness. But one thing that scares me and has always scared me is the darkness of the grave. And as a child, I remember going to my papa and saying, that scares me. It's really scary. And he would say, my child, wait for the first Thursday of Rajab. And do that which is recommended, for that will bring light in your grave. And he would tell me a story, which you will find in all the books of Ahadith. It is said that this particular prayer will take shape of a person who will enter the grave of the one who performed it and will say, my friend, good news for you. You're safe. I've brought you light. I've brought you comfort. And the dead one will say, who are you? I have never seen such a radiant face. Neither have I heard words sweeter than yours, nor have I smelt a fragrance like yours. And the answer will be, I am that which you did on Laylatul Raghaib, on the night of desires. It's known as the night of desires, the first Thursday of Rajab. In that particular year, in that particular country, and I have come tonight in your loneliness, in your hopelessness. And I will also be there on the day of judgment to provide you with a cool cover over your head. No goodness will be denied to you. I used to imagine this whenever I did these amals or these practices on the night of Laylatul Raghaib. So what is recommended? Well, it's recommended to fast today. If you can't, it's okay. But in the evening, between your Maghrib and your Isha Salah, recite 12 rakats in twos. Now, if you can't do 12, just do two. And in each of those units, Suratul Fatiha, Suratul Qadr 3 times, if you can't do it 3 times, once, and Suratul Ikhlas 12 times. Can't do it 12 times, just once. So instead of the 12 rakats, just do two. When you finish, recite salawat 70 times. You can't do it 70 times, do it once. And the salawat, you know, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi. If you can't do that, just Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Then go into sajda. And 70 times, if not 70 times, 7, once, doesn't matter. Subuhun Quddusun Rabbul Mula'ikatu Warruh. This is the recitation that Sayyida Fatima did in our last sajda. Subuhun, I declare your perfection. Quddusun, you are flawless. Rabbul Mula'ikatu Warruh, you are the Rabb, the cherisher, the nourisher, the sustainer of the angels and of the souls and spirits. Sit down after sajda and do istighfar 70 times. If you can't do it 70 times, once. Rabbi ighfir warham wa tajawaz amma ta'lamu innaka antal aliyul azim. O my Rabb, forgive me, have mercy about that which you know very well that I have done. Indeed, you are the most high. You are the most awesome. Then go back into sajda. And again, whether 70 times, 7 times, 1 time. Subuhun Quddusun Rabbul Malaikati Warruh. In essence, this amal makes us focus on our lives. Am I living a life worthy of my Creator? Will I be able to stand in front of Him and say, thank you for life. I did my best in all aspects of my life to leave the world a better place than what I found it in. And it makes me review my past so I can put it right before I die. So on this night of Laylatul Raghaib, and Raghaib is derived from the root word Raghaba, which means to desire or to lean towards, let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to lean towards doing our best in all aspects of our life. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.